1 Samuel 14, 6-17. The Lord helps Jonathan.
Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor,
"Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few."
And his armor bearer said to him,
"Do all that's in your heart. Do as you wish. Behold, I am with your heart and soul."
Then Jonathan said,
"Behold, we will cross over to the men, and we will show ourselves to them. If they say to us, 'Wait until we come to you,' then we will stand still in our place, and we will not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up. For the Lord has given them into our hand, and this shall be the sign to us."
So both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said,
"Ha ha ha! Look! Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they have hidden themselves!"
And the men of the garrison hailed Jonathan and his armor-bearer and said,
"Come up to us, and we will show you a thing."
And Jonathan said to his armor-bearer,
"Come up after me, for the Lord has given them into the hand of Israel."
Then Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet, and his armor-bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer killed them after him. And that first strike, which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made, killed about 20 men within, as it were, half a furrow's length and an acre of land. And there was a panic in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and even the raiders trembled. The earth quaked, and it became a very great panic. And the watchmen of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude was dispersing here and there. Then Saul said to the people who were with him,
"Count and see who has gone from us."
And when they had counted, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there.